now 7 after the hour, time for another weekend excursion into helping you, and that's how we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here for 2 big hours of your calls, your questions. The conference line is open, 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go through the big medical news of the week. Perhaps some things that come from the drug manufacturers, things that affect you directly and indirectly. What affects you most is what's going on with you. And that's why you can share your questions. The logarithm is easy. You pick up the phone and you dial 888-553-7536. Can we say dial anymore? Even, Ken, is that the old dial? We used to, for the old phones, you had a dial. New phones, you have buttons.
How long has it been since you dialed the phone?
Exactly. So you can button us at 888-553-7533. You can button
tap
home.
Your way to Dr. Ken. And
that's it. All right. Exactly. Tap your way to health. I like that. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send questions to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Following us on the social media is pretty easy. Go to the listen box at DougSteffen.com. So the news about popcorn linked to Alzheimer's this week. Those of you who like to go to the movies, 3 good movies out this week. Is it that we stay away from popcorn or we're going to get Alzheimer's or what?
Well, actually, Doug, it's when you microwave it. I will often come home from work and there will be my daughter and my wife watching television in the playroom and the smell of buttered popcorn lingering throughout the house. My wife loves this stuff. It's the diacetyl. It's a flavoring used to produce the buttery flavor, Doug. And the aroma of microwave popcorn and other food, it actually may be linked to Alzheimer's disease. This is out of the Chemical Research and Toxicology Journal this week. In addition to microwave popcorn, diacetyl, it's used in margarines, which I hope nobody's eating anymore, snack foods, candy, baked goods, pet foods I hope no one's eating, and except your pets, and other products such as beer or some Chardonnay wine. Diacetyl actually has an architecture. This is what's interesting, similar to a substance that makes beta-amyloid protein clump. This is what clumps together in the brain, which is the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease.
Wow. So it's the stuff in the microwave. So does the FDA get involved in approving stuff like that?
Well, they're probably going to get involved, but if I may, I don't want to alarm everybody because I know people like their microwave popcorn. I think the people who need to be cautious here are the people who work in the factory where these products are produced and are around this all day. I think if you are rare to occasionally exposed to this, you're going to be okay. But I would hope that the folks who get involved in employee safety would look into this.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got to wonder sometimes about what all the supervision is about and what the heck these people are doing. 888-553-7536. Weight training and diabetes. An interesting connection.
Exactly. You often think that the aerobics is what helps. I usually think of exercise, Doug, in 2 different areas. One is the aerobics. This is things like running, rowing, biking, swimming. And then the weight training. This is where you actually go and you work each one of your areas of your muscles. You're not supposed to do this every day. Weight training you should do no more than 3 times a week and not consecutive days, because you have to give the muscles a chance to heal after you use them. And we've known for a long time that aerobics helps to get the weight down and helps in diabetes to lower the risk and actually help to get your blood sugar down, even if you have diabetes. But what is often missed and often forgotten, and that's what this article this week in the Archives of Internal Medicine has demonstrated beyond a doubt, that you need to add also some weight training if you're diabetic, because this will dramatically help also.
Well, if you're not weight training, the assumption is that you're maybe heavy and out of shape, and doesn't that lead to a diabetic condition, or couldn't it? Isn't that part of one of the contributors? You see people who are heavy, or is it you don't have to be heavy to have diabetes, I guess.
That's a very interesting story also, because this week there's a big story about the obesity paradox. And this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, because we normally think of type 2 diabetes, the adult onset, as opposed to the juvenile diabetics, the type 1s who are born or early in life show up with severe diabetes because they just don't make insulin or have enough insulin. But those of us adults who develop diabetes later in life, adult onset or type 2 diabetes, it's usually due to being overweight, obese, and the body is just not sensitive to the insulin. So we actually overproduce insulin, and this occurs over time, and our blood sugars go up. And the best way to deal with this is weight reduction, eliminating bad, simple carbohydrates, you know, the bakery goods, the white flour products, getting down to ideal body weight. And then when the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program. And now we know that exercise program needs to also include weights in addition to aerobics. But the interesting story out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week is that people who are overweight or obese, Doug, when they're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they appear to live longer than people whose body weight is normal when the disease is detected. Again, where intuition does not work when we look at the human body, you would think that the obese, overweight people who get diabetes would not live as long. I think the answer to this is that if you get type 2 adult onset diabetes when you're at ideal body weight, it's probably a different type of disease than it is when you get it when you're obese. Your body probably has even fewer receptors for insulin in it, and you probably have a much more severe form of the type 2 diabetes. So my advice is that if you're type 2 diabetic and you're at ideal body weight, you need to be even more vigilant for all of the havoc that diabetes can do. For example, heart attacks, strokes, eye problems, and we're going to talk about some hope. The FDA released the first drug for diabetes-related eye disease. We're going to talk about more, but also look at the blood vessels in the legs, in the abdomen, in the chest. Also, this needs to be much more carefully watched to make sure that you don't have any of the complications of diabetes if you're a type 2 at ideal body weight.
All right, so there is a lot of information to absorb there. 888-553-7536. As we continue to talk about your health, your well-being, the idea that so many things happen during the course of each week, and Dr. Ken follows that in addition to running his practice 12 to 14 hours a day. If you would like to have, by the way, some of his time, you're certainly welcome to call his office directly, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO down in Mount Dora, Florida. The health newsletter this week, Good Day Health Newsletter, focuses on what, Ken?
Well, we're going to give some equal time to the men. In the past month, we've done several newsletters exclusively on women's health. This week, we've devoted it especially to men's health. The latest information in the medical journals in the last few weeks, how guys with their specific problems can stay healthy.
All right, let's talk for a minute. Let's connect the dots here, the obesity story, weight, all of the things. You got two or three different things this week going on from the medical news department. Is someone with high cholesterol likely to have, is cholesterol or triglycerides a factor in getting diabetes? As long as we're tying all the things together, knotting things together, weaving things together.
Well, cholesterol, that is not usually thought about as a problem with getting diabetes, but you could be clever and say the circulation to the pancreas, which makes insulin. Also, there's a plumbing system there. If it starts getting clogged up by too much cholesterol, it's not going to work as effective, and it may not make the insulin that you need. But that's not usually what we think of as a cause of diabetes.
It is not. But it causes lots of other things that are problematic, and you know that from being
circulation problems from head to toe.
Right. All right. So let's talk about cholesterol and how to deal with it effectively. We have a product that we've been very close to here the last, actually, 4, 5, 6, 7 months, pretty much since the beginning of the year, called Cardiol, that you have given or advised your patients to take easy. You could be giving it to them because it's free for the first 30 days.
Absolutely. I have had a lot of success with this drug, Cardiol. I know in my practice, high cholesterol, Doug, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I like to always use the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new, I like it, all-natural approach. It's from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. I like it because it's just one capsule a day.
All right, here's how you get Cardiol. You heard me say it was free. You can get a 30-day surprise. Well, it is a surprise because at the end, you're going to have lower cholesterol numbers and lower triglyceride numbers. The FDA says this stuff is okay to take. You need one capsule a day, so if you get 30 capsules, you try it for 30 days, and you'll see for yourself how your cholesterol level is affected by this. You pay shipping and handling, that's it. You do not pay for the product itself. That's why this thing is as cool as it is. Go to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/KEN, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Or you can call them at 888-809-6424 and do the same thing. You'll order the free 30-day supply. See how your cholesterol is affected. Everybody needs to be on a maintenance plan, and this is a great maintenance plan as well. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Ken.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
888-553-7536. We'll begin getting your answers, well, and get questions first, then you have to have answers. Somebody asked about CoQ10 an email. And that's something that's part of our the continuing discussion of things you're supposed to have for your heart, make cardiol cool. What does CoQ10 do?
CoQ10 is an enzyme. It's produced by the liver. It helps muscles transform food into energy, Doug. And it gets important because these statin drugs, which are used so often now to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes, they decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol because, remember, about 75% of the cholesterol is made in the body. But unfortunately, they also decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10.
All right. So CoQ10 is important. A lot of other things homeopathically sometimes or more. I was in a doctor's office to have my ear checked out yesterday. He wanted to know what I took for drugs and what I took for supplements. I think that's a natural question that gets asked now.
If your doctor doesn't ask, you have the wrong doctor.
There you go. All right, we got the right doctor here. He's Dr. Ken. He starts with your calls in a moment at 888-55-DRKEN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now 23 after the hour, you can join Dr. Ken 2 hours every week. Don't wait till the end because there's never a line available. If you're up and about at this point in time, help yourself. You got an idea in your mind, you're questioning something that's going on, just want a reference point, Ken is an excellent source. 888-553-7536, as we will hear in this discussion with Bill in Rome, Georgia, on Now with Dr. Ken. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to know the difference between arthritis and rheumatism, because every time I get up at 8, it's like when you were young and used to train or exercise, and your hurt just ache and hurt all the time.
Hi, Bill. Arthritis is wearing away of the joints. There's a joint throughout the body between bones. You look at your elbow. There's a joint for the upper bones and the lower bones of the arm. And just out of wear and tear, these joints will wear down, and we call that osteoarthritis. We all get it as we age, and you just have to take good care of your body to lower the risk of this. But there's another kind of arthritis where the immune system, that part of the body that protects you from foreign bodies and bugs that get in your body, and you don't want them to destroy your body, so the immune system is your line of defense. Unfortunately, this immune system starts attacking the normal body sometimes when it shouldn't. We don't quite understand why this process occurs. It's called autoimmune diseases, and when it attacks the joints, we call this rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, the word rheumatism kind of came out of this rheumatoid arthritis, and that's the actual clear medical distinction between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Can that affect your walking?
Oh, absolutely. The arthritis can affect the hips, which especially can get osteoarthritis, wear and tear, and even rheumatoid arthritis. A lot of weight bearing over many years wears down those hips. It can also affect the knees joints, which can affect walking, as well as the ankles. And there's tons of joints in the feet. I don't know if you've ever seen an x-ray of the feet. There's just tons of joints throughout the feet.
Okay, and also my kidney, I went to the doctor and he took one of those pictures. You know how you send the thing down to check a picture of it?
An IVP or a CAT scan or an ultrasound?
CAT scans.
Okay.
And he's also done ultrasound, but when he says it happened because I had a ulcer, and it busted and saw a little blood in the urine in the stool.
Wait, where the ulcer? You get me a little confused about how you to connect the dots here. Where was the ulcer? Was it in the bowel or in the urinary tract?
In the urinary tract. It was in the stomach, really. So I guess it went through all of them because it started getting in my bowels.
Yeah, but how does your stomach connect to your urinary tract? That's not a good thing.
Oh, I don't. Well, see, the thing about it was they thought it was a, since the blood busted, I mean, since the ulcer busted, that's how they came upon the problem.
Well, when an ulcer starts to perforate, which is busting of an ulcer is just a crater in the surface of the intestinal or stomach tract.
Right.
That will perforate, it'll bleed, and then you'll see blood in your stool, or you may even start vomiting it up if it's in your stomach.
Well, it was in my stool.
It was in your stool? Okay, so you had blood in your stool, and that's something that definitely needs to be taken care of, or you'll be anemic and start feeling very tired and lousy. But then you also said you also have blood in your urine, which is a separate problem.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. That's the thing about it. It started out in my stool.
But Bill, let me just point out that that's a separate cause. The ulcer in the GI tract is not going to cause the blood in the urine. I hope not. Or you have some unusual connection in your body, which I doubt. It would not be my first guess to be the cause of the blood in your urine.
Well, it all cleared up, so everything is, it looks fine now. But while they were taking the test, they found a mass over my kidney.
Okay, well, and that would be a concern for blood in your urine. You know, when we see blood in the urine, the first thing we get concerned about is excluding bladder cancer. But if you have some issues in your kidneys, you know, that too can put some blood in your urine. There's two types. There's microscopic, where obviously you can't see the blood in the urine. There's gross, so-called hematuria, blood in the urine, of the other kind of blood. And what's going on? If there's a mass in your kidneys, I'd like to know what that is.
Well, they told me to come and they was gonna clip, you know, take a biopsy, I think, of it.
Okay, good.
Because it was on the inside, it was on the outside, so it would be easy to cut it off.
Yeah,
but if it was on the inside, they said they'd have a problem. But when I went to the doctor, he somebody had to talk to his other friend, the other doctor, and then he came and he was saying, well, we might just take the whole kidney. And so I was wondering, it started out, well, it might not be nothing to go in, you might need a biopsy.
Bill,
well, it won't be no problem, we'll just clip it off because it's on the outside.
Bill, let me give you some advice. There's too much uncertainty here. Go get another opinion and to confirm what they're telling you.
Okay.
All right, there you got one opinion from one person. Ken tells you to get an opinion from somebody else. That's his opinion based on what you have given us for information. 888-553-7536. Continuing to take your calls, the mainstay of this program conversationally is to have input from you. And if you have a question in the back of your mind and you don't want to ask it because you're afraid to sound silly or nobody else will really be interested, not true. There are a lot of people, if you were to check out TalkStream Live, Ken, you'll find us at the top of the heap of what people are listening to online. That means there are a lot of people listening on great radio stations as well all around the country. So your question helps a lot of people beside you. Half past the hour. Good day, weekend. Good day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the person who's most important here, other than you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Get yourself sort of lined up mentally. If it's a problem that has affected you emotionally, it's okay. We understand that. Ken has a great bedside manner, as they say. Robert is in Anderson, South Carolina. And, Robert, we're eager to help you. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Appreciate your time, Dr. Ken. Two quick questions. I take Lipitor. Would it benefit me to take that medicine for cholesterol that y'all advertise? And also, I have sleep apnea, and I'm going in for a sleep study next week for my machine. And my neurologist gave me this prescription medicine. Don't know what it does and what benefits it me for the sleep apnea. It's the spelling's R-O-P-I-N-I-R-O-L-E.
Ropinirole.
And I don't have the slightest idea what it does, but he says restless leg syndrome, but I don't have that. But I don't know what does that do to help me.
Sure.
As far as me sleeping.
Sure, Robert. Let me untangle all this for you so it's totally clear. First, your question, you're on Lipitor, a statin drug. So you would not want to take Cardiol because Cardiol also has red yeast rice in it, which is a weak statin, and you don't want to take two statins. The Cardiol is good before you have any plaquing in the circulation. You have high numbers. You may have some risk for developing plaquing, and this will help get the numbers down. But once you already have plaques in the circulation, you want to use a more aggressive approach to stabilize, maybe even reverse the plaques. That's where the statins and Lipitor is about the second strongest statin we have. It's a good drug when you have plaques in the circulation. Your second question, it seems like you're asking about drugs, which is fine, is about ropinirole. This is a drug that's used for both restless leg syndrome and in patients with Parkinson's disease. It's not indicated, or if it was being prescribed for sleep apnea, it would be so-called what doctors call off-label. But I believe that the doctor, your neurologist, your brain doctor, is giving that to you because it seems he thinks you have restless leg syndrome, but I hear in your voice you don't think you do.
No, sir, I don't. And I just didn't know whether I should take it. I told him when I went to see him, I don't have Parkinson's disease or restless leg syndrome, and I just didn't know the benefit of me taking this drug.
Does the neurologist think you have restless leg syndrome?
I told him, sir, that I did not have restless leg syndrome.
But
I don't
have
that at all.
But why does the doctor think you? Does the doctor think you do? That was the question I was asking.
Oh, sir, I don't know. I know for a fact that, you know, when I'm in bed at night, my legs is completely,
okay,
you know, stable.
Robert, you've convinced me, but there's a disconnect with your neurologist. You're communicating well with me, I understand, but you want to ask the neurologist this confusion. Why did the neurologist give you the ropinirole, okay?
Okay, I just wonder whether it benefits me sleep-wise and, you know, anything like that.
Robert, you're not listening to Dr. Ken. You need to go back to the doctor who you had the conversation with and ask for clarification. Ken doesn't
know. We're missing something. Your neurologist knows something that you and I don't know. And the only way we're going to find out why it was prescribed is by asking the neurologist.
So that's what you need.
I appreciate that, and I'll let you know what they say.
All right,
take care, Robert.
Thanks. 888-553-7536. Amy, listening in Kittery, Maine. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been smoking for about 30 years, and I think it's time to quit.
Hold on a second. How old are you?
I'm 43.
And you started smoking when you were 13?
Yes.
Good God. All right, go ahead. Excuse me. That's a little editorial comment.
That's okay. I've tried to quit by hypnosis, by a couple of different drugs, and none of it has worked, and I wonder what Dr. Ken has seen as successful in his practice.
Sure. What drugs have you tried that have not worked?
I have tried Wellbutrin, and that quit smoking drug they came out with a couple of years ago.
Chantix,
thank you. I've tried that 3 times.
Okay. Have you been in any groups, like an outbound support group, or gotten any behavioral therapy?
No.
Because, you know, that is an important part of it. Also, some people try acupuncture, hypnotism.
Tried acupuncture and hypnotism.
And none of it worked?
No.
What about the nicotine patch or gum? Have you tried that?
Yes.
Do you want to stop?
Yes.
What about just weaning yourself? How many cigarettes a day are you smoking?
I'm up to almost 2 packs a day.
So you smoke about 40 cigarettes a day?
Yep.
And how much money a day do you spend on cigarettes?
Too much.
Give me a dollar amount.
It's probably about $10 a day.
Okay, so we're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
What I would do, let me suggest, what I would do, Amy, is take out 19 cigarettes today.
Okay.
And only when you finish 19, you're done. And you may, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, feel a little bit jittery and a little uncomfortable and be maybe some four-letter words about that Dr. Ken. And when you feel comfortable with 19, which probably will take about 2 or 3 days, then only take out 18, and that's all you get. You're in control. You decide when you're going to smoke them, but you only use 18, and when you get to 18, that's it. So you plan. Again, when you lower it, you're going to feel a little edgy, a little agitated, a little cranky. But when that will go away after several days, then you go down to 17. And over the course of a few months, you may get down to zero.
Okay.
Let me know how you did, because I think you've been through all of this. And maybe if you could ask your doctor if there's any support groups that could help you along the way. I think I hear in your voice that may help.
Okay, very good.
And best of luck to you. Amy, my mother died at the age of 50 because she couldn't stop smoking. We don't want that to happen to you. Joseph in York, Pennsylvania, let's have you and Dr. Ken to have a good discussion together. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Joseph Slanker. I live here in York, Pennsylvania. And over 3 months ago, I called your show to request advice on how to help a friend of mine who's 43 years old. She's very sick, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In my estimation.
How did we do?
Well, what happened was, what her problem is 6 years old, she was sexually molested, and a person tried to kill her by stuffing an underwear down her throat. The person heard her screams, beat him up, and he escaped, and she is now 43. So at 6 years old, this trauma essentially stopped her emotional growth. So she's a 43-year-old, 6-year-old emotionally. Now, I talked to a friend of mine, a 65-year-old RN, charge nurse qualified at York Hospital in mental health, in psych ward. I asked him, what doctor in your county would you recommend for her? He said, none. There's none here in York County that would be able to treat her. I said, where's the closest place? He said, Shepherd Pratt Hospital in Maryland. A good hospital, very good, excellent. But see, at this point, I can't say, Susan, you got to go there. I don't have the power to direct her and tell her to what she has to do. Now, the judge does. A judge here in York County told her to do something. She refused to do it. So she's now ending a 90-day stay in the York County prison for refusing to follow the judge's orders. See, this illness affects everybody. The mother who's got a house here, me and everybody else in the house.
Joseph, what's your question?
There's just no place that she feels safe except with mother.
Joseph, we got the story of your life. Joseph, take a breath. Ask your question to Dr. Ken.
Joseph, so how can we help?
Well, I really don't know if you can help, but I just wanted to give you an update about what I try to do and the brick walls you face with this particular illness. It's
Joseph,
so
you can't help people who don't want to help themselves. If she is mentally ill, you know, what we call crazy, then she needs to be perhaps initially hospitalized and made sure that she gets on medication. But if she needs definitely to be evaluated by a mental health specialist. I have to believe that there are psychiatrists in York, Pennsylvania, that can do an initial evaluation to see whether she is competent to be living outside of medical observation. And that's what needs to be done.
That's been done, but see, when she's there at the doctor's
Joseph, office. Honestly, Joseph, you've gone as much around the circle as you can here.
But, Joseph, does the psychiatrist think that she needs to be hospitalized?
Well, she had been hospitalized locally for whatever number of days, but she's never had a long-term commitment to a hospital.
You can't hospitalize someone against their will if they're mentally competent, Joseph. So you have to unwind yourself. If she's mentally incompetent, they will, in Florida, we call it Baker Act somebody because they're not mentally competent. But if somebody's mentally competent, you can't, you know, this is fortunately still America. You can't do that.
In this case, we have what do we call in Pennsylvania, Section 302 of our law, and that says if you are a threat to yourself or others, then you can be hospitalized.
Well, you're not the doctor. The doctor makes that decision, and you know you're too emotionally involved in this. And if they are, I mean that very politely. If she is incompetent, then the doctor better be competent and make the right decision. And it sounds like they don't think that this woman needs to be institutionalized.
Pretty frustrating reality. All right, let's move along. 888-553-7536. Here's Dale in Quincy, Illinois. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I had prostate cancer. I had a radiation treatment about 18 months ago.
Bless your heart. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. My PSA is in great shape. But what has occurred to me, I've had repercussions from it. I have a lot of blood now in my stool. And I was wondering, one doctor suggested I could have been over-radiated. Is that possible?
Yes, it's definitely possible. What you need is a diagnosis. You need to get a good detective to figure out why you're having this. You may need a colonoscopy to look at the colon and see where the bleeding site is.
Yeah, I'm having one in a couple of weeks.
And that'll tell you if it's been irradiated, if the abdomen was irradiated too much and you have some bleeding there. But make sure you go see a GI, gastroenterologist, and they're probably going to want to do a colonoscopy, Dale.
Yeah, I am gonna have one, Doc, in a couple of weeks.
Good.
Again. I had a good result from a colonoscopy about 4 years ago.
How's your energy level?
Not so good.
Okay, so make sure they check your blood counts, your CBC, that your red count is not too low and you're not too anemic.
All right. Well, I'm unfortunately a smoker. That doesn't help.
Why'd you stop?
Oh, it's hard. It's hard.
Well, it's hard to, you know, you want to keep living or you want to stop living? Is that a hard decision for you to make?
Well, your point's well taken.
Okay. 888-553-7536. It's that dangerous. Smoking is that bad, that dangerous, that horrible. Why it's a legal product and raw milk isn't in some states. Man, this country is a screwed up mess. Here's James in Kingsport, Tennessee. Is that right, James?
Yes, sir.
What's up with you?
Thank you for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
It's a pleasure, James.
I have a friend, and she's a diabetic, and she's had a couple of bypasses and congestive heart failure. And her blood pressure keeps bottoming out. I got her up the other morning to go to the bathroom, and the top two numbers was like 83 and 32. And she takes, for her heart, she takes Coreg and hydroxyline. And for her cholesterol, she takes Zetia and simvastatin. And I was wondering why her blood pressure keeps dropping out.
Sure.
Low.
Sure. Great question, James. She has heart failure.
Yes, sir.
This is due to, in her case, a diabetic with bypass surgery. You know, one leads to the next. Diabetes damages the circulation to the heart. Damage to the circulation of the heart. You need to repair it with a bypass surgery. She might have had a heart attack in there because of circulation problems. This weakened,
I think she did.
She did, and that weakens the pump, and the heart can't effectively get the blood circulating around the body, so you go into heart failure, inadequate blood propelled around the body to meet the body's needs. And then you put on drugs to try and treat the heart failure, Coreg and hydralazine. She probably has some kidney problems also while she's being given hydralazine. And these drugs, both of them, will lower blood pressure. She's probably also on a diuretic, Lasix or furosemide.
She is on Lasix.
And okay, she's on a diuretic. We commonly put heart failure patients on the diuretic also. All three of these drugs, Coreg, hydralazine, and Lasix, can lower the blood pressure. She needs a 30,000-mile checkup. She needs to be tuned up. She is not being adequately controlled. We will sometimes keep the blood pressure a little bit lower, but not too low. About a decade ago, we used to keep the blood pressure too low in our heart failure patients. We don't do that anymore, but with a combination of these, of all of these drugs, that's, I bet, why her blood pressure is so low. You can also get blood pressure low because of volume depletion. You can get blood pressure low just because of a weak heart. I doubt it's because of an infection in the blood here.
Okay. Well,
the next step for her is to see her cardiologist yesterday.
Yeah, don't let this go. It's unlikely. The problem with us doing these programs, taking your calls on the weekend, is many things that need urgent help aren't available because our system is as screwy as it is, and doctors work Monday through Friday until they want to go play golf or whatever it is that they do. But in this circumstance, finding somebody to really dig into this may be difficult for you on the weekend, but you hear in Ken's voice that he wants you to have it taken care of as quickly as possible. So
the ER
Monday.
Never close.
Yeah. Well, you think she ought to go to the ER with this?
If she's symptomatic with low blood pressure, she needs to go to the ER.
So take her to the ER right now, then, James. Don't fool around with it. Right now, take her to the ER. 51 past. Good day weekend. Good day health.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Here we are at 53 after the hour, taking your calls for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here every weekend at 888-553-7536. There's a blog at drkenshow.com. You click on the upper right-hand corner in the homepage. You'll see it there. We have all the medical news of the week to be discussed, and there are a lot of people who like to discuss that material during the course of the week. So help yourself. Why not? Bruce, listening in Kingman, Arizona. Bruce, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Yes, doctor. I am a 71-year-old male with enlarged prostate. I have no insurance, so I was wondering if you could advise me as to how I could self-medicate myself or what natural remedies I could employ.
Bruce,
I am currently... Go ahead.
Bruce, how come you're not on Medicare?
I am on Medicare.
Okay, well, so you're taken care of perfectly. You can get any treatment you want.
You don't consider that insurance?
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is the doctor has me on Tamsulosin.
No, what you said was, just a second, excuse me. What you said was you didn't have any insurance. And at 71, you automatically have insurance if you've signed up for it. So have you signed up for it?
Yes.
Okay. So then what's the next step, Ken?
Bruce, there's a number of treatments for an enlarged prostate. The first thing you want to make sure is that you have the right diagnosis, that it's not prostate cancer. Has it been diagnosed to be so-called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy?
Yeah.
So we're sure this is not cancer?
Yes.
Okay. There's numerous treatments for this. And I've said this time and again, I would not pull my own teeth here. I would go to your friendly, experienced urologist. They live for this. This is what makes them excited about life, to help a guy like you. There's so many different choices. You can go from medications to surgery to all these new types of minimally invasive surgery to TURPs, tunas, tips. The urologists have a lot of different options these days, from lasers to robotics. They are at the cutting edge of technology, these urologists. So I would go and talk to one. If you don't like what they're recommending, you can talk to a few others. But there's numerous options here, and this needs to be tailored for you. There's numerous classes of medications and numerous different procedures, and you need to sit down with the urologist and find out which one's right for you.
Okay. The only question I have, is there any natural remedies that I can use?
It depends how severe your problem is. You know, there are some alternative medicine choices, and sometimes they work. There's beta-sitosterol extracts. Those are my favorite because there is some research published in the medical journal Lancet that they work. Sal palmetto helps some people. There's been other things that have been suggested, ryegrass extracts, stinging nettle extract. But if you have this pretty severe, I wouldn't be your own doctor here.
Okay. Thank you very much, doctor.
Sure.
All right. Well, there are a number of products we've advertised over the years, super prostate formula, things like that. But they are aimed more, I think, at prevention, aren't they?
Keeping it healthy and maybe if it's mild. But once it sounds like he has a very symptomatic.
But you know what? He said something that was interesting in that he was interested in his number, the PSA number, which has been basically discredited over the past year. He was didn't he say, or was it him, or was it somebody else that said they had good PSA numbers or their PSA
number?
That is
so controversial. You talk to the urologist, they don't agree with what the word that's coming down from the government about discrediting the PSA.
Mm-hmm.
And. Well, you know, I have a brother who's a urologist, and he gave me an earful about all that.
Well, should we still have, though, I guess the question is that a lot of people would be asking, because the old recommendation was to get a PSA blood test every year. Is that in, out?
One size does not fit all. I think it needs to be individualized. I think the government made the decision without talking to any practicing urologists, and you need to talk to your doctor about it because we don't agree with the government on this one.
Yeah, but back to you have had me when I've had my annual physical with you. We've done automatically a PSA test as part of the blood work every year, and then we sort of stopped, didn't we, last time around?
We got it last time, and there's some value to it, but one size does not fit all.
All right. So value, it doesn't hurt you any to take it. It's what the information leads you to do, exactly. All right. More with Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Get in the queue now to talk to Dr. Ken in the next hour of Good Day Weekend.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.